think it's a great idea and a great testament to Betty's work to do this. So I'm really happy to share with you my thoughts about orgasm and what I like about it. I'm 46. I am ostensibly I'm straight in terms of like my romantic attachment is to men, long-term relationships with men. But I'm bisexual in terms of my sexual attraction. I've also had sex with women and in group settings and in lots of other kind of ways. And I'm attracted to all kinds of different sexual experiences. I'm originally from Australia, but I live in the US now. My first memory of orgasm was as a little girl swinging on the swing set in the backyard. And I realized that if I swung up really high as the swing sort of flung down as it made that swoop down, that I felt really good, and I would do that a lot. I didn't realize, of course, at the time that it was sexual, that it was in fact an orgasm, but looking back on it, that's what it was. I also remember just from a young age, just that touching myself, touching my pussy felt good. I didn't know that I orgasmed particularly, but just that rubbing my clit felt good, and that's what I would do usually when I was in bed. An orgasm to me feels, well, it depends because I have a lot of different types of orgasms. They don't always feel the same. So usually though it will start, it's centered on my clit, and then it kind of feels like warm and tingly, and then it spreads out through the rest of my pussy into my thighs, up through my abdomen. I'm very, very sensitive in terms of my nipples, so I can actually have nipple orgasms just from either stroking them or them being licked or sucked. That's really intense. So often my nipples will tingle when I'm having an orgasm. The build-up, it can sometimes be very sort of a slow burn, or sometimes it's really fast. I know I'm about to have one because I just have this sudden sense of urgency, and it's like it's going to happen, and my pussy walls are contracting as I'm orgasming, and I feel that coming. Sometimes I have massive, overwhelming orgasms. Sometimes I have like just waves of little orgasms, just sort of little chills, kind of on and on. I'm multi-orgasmic. I can always have more than one. I can have orgasms from nipple stimulation alone. So just touching my nipples is enough to make me orgasm. And sometimes I don't need to be even touching anything. Some of my most intense orgasms, I actually have sitting fully clothed at my desk as I'm watching porn. And when I'm looking at porn, it doesn't even have to be pornography, it could just be pictures, usually of women with big tits. That's what I like, or people having their like licking pussies, licking ass, group sex, swing things that I have enjoyed or have done in the past, or fantasies. I'm very attracted to risky sex, so having sex in places where you might get caught, not health risky in that sense, but risky in the sense someone might see you or you might get caught. I'm really turned on by the idea of flashing, having people see that I have big cleavage, that I have my nipples are hard, that kind of thing. I have had sex in cars, in parking lots, in broad daylight. I've gone to sex parties and had sex either just with one person or with a group of people while others watched. And sex with men, with women, with groups. All these different things that I've done, and I've always been able to orgasm. And often when I'm masturbating, I'm thinking back on things that I have done or that I still want to do if I were to ever get back into that kind of thing again. So I orgasm a lot in a lot of different ways. How do I feel after I have an orgasm? I feel great, and I usually want to have another one. I don't like toys. I've tried them. I've had all kinds of different toys. I have the Betty Dodson barbell, and I usually find I don't need to use that stuff. It's not that they feel bad, but they're kind of just a hassle to have to go and get them out. You got to wash them and clean them, and it's like, oh, if I don't need to do any of that, if I can just sort of come by myself, then that's what I tend to do. I have definitely felt what I would classify as being a complete release. Not a lot, but there have been a few circumstances where it has been absolutely beyond incredible. One time, and this is actually with my current partner, who we're in a long-term committed relationship now, but we started off casually. And I think right around the time where I sort of really began to feel that this was more than just a casual relationship and we were really making a connection, we had really intense sex and I was like on top of him and the orgasm was so intense that I actually burst into tears. That's never happened since then, just that one time, but I was just so overwhelmed that I just completely burst into tears. Another time was actually at a sex party, and I saw this guy across the room. We talked for about a minute. We were just intensely attracted to one another. We kind of started making out. We stumbled to one of the rooms that was for sex, and he ripped my clothes off. He threw me on the bed. He grabbed my foot and he like sucked my big right toe, and I had an orgasm. Like this really intense orgasm, just looking at him sucking my toe, which is weird because no one had ever sucked my toe before or since. I'm not into feet. I don't think my toe is particularly sensitive. I think it was more just the situation, the animalistic just desire that he would want to do that, and it just made me orgasm instantly. And then the other sort of really intense experience that I can think of was actually. I had been in a marriage that it was the first person I'd ever been with, and we were married for 20 years, and it wasn't a good. Well, I guess at the time I didn't realize that it was abusive. He was actually demanding sex whenever he wanted. It wasn't ever good for me, and I just didn't know that I was essentially being raped over and over again, that I really wasn't consenting, and it was so. I eventually decided that I was going to go out and start sleeping around, basically, because I wanted to take ownership of my own sexuality. And he was, at this point, he also wasn't being kind to me sort of outside of the bedroom. And I was like, you know, I don't care. I'm sick of this. And I started, I went out and I met this guy online. We met, we hit it off. We went back to the hotel room and basically had sex for 3 hours, and in that time, I orgasmed. I counted them because I remembered them all so distinctly because it was so unusual to be having this amazing sex that I hadn't ever experienced before. I orgasmed 15 times in 3 hours, and it like all different ways, from penetration, from oral sex, from him fingering me, from him sucking my tits. Just over and over again. It was incredible. It was so intense that I actually, when I went home the next morning, when I was waking up, I was having an orgasm. I went to work that day. I was useless. I was just on the verge of this perpetual state of sexual excitement the whole day because it had been so overwhelming. So those were certainly experiences where I had this like just complete release. Masturbation in my home growing up, definitely not supported and not accepted. The only thing I remember my mother ever saying to me about masturbation, because I was touching myself, not knowing what I was doing, she sort of caught me one time and she made me hold up my hand, she smelled my fingers, and obviously she smelled that there was, pussy juice on them. And she said, "That's disgusting. Don't do that. Go wash your hands." And that's all she ever told me. The first time I actually even realized this was a thing that other people did was in a sex ed class in sixth grade where the teacher was addressing masturbation. And I remember feeling sort of so surprised that other people were doing this and that it had a name. My mother telling me offhand stopped me masturbating. I just was a lot more secretive about it, or not, made sure she wasn't going to catch me. So then when I realized that it was in fact something that other people did, that was pretty surprising. In general, my whole childhood was not sex positive at all. I mean, I remember asking my mother how babies were made because one of her friends was pregnant, and she told me, oh, Jesus carries a seed. And so I had this picture of the man on one side of the room and the woman on the other side of the room, and somehow like an angel or something was sort of carrying between them, like floating back and forth, which of course is bizarre. So when I started hearing this word sex, I went to the library at my elementary school and I looked in the encyclopedia and I looked up the word sex, and that's how I found out about intercourse and, you know, penis and vagina and you know, semen and sperm and, you know, all of that. So there was very, very much a negative feeling around sex. I was too scared to have sex till I got married at 22 because I thought I was going to go to hell. So really, when I sort of eventually decided to just take charge of my own sex life when I was like 38, after 16 years of you know, bad sex that wasn't, and I kept thinking there's got to be more to it. I mean, you see it in the movies, you see it on TV, everybody talks about it all the time. There has to be more to it. And I didn't intend to leave my marriage, but I decided to go out and find out, and I started sleeping around. Eventually, the marriage broke down because, of course, I realized that I was being abused and that I really wasn't happy, not only sexually, but in many other ways. And so, really, sex was a great liberator for me. And I think the guy that I had sex with that first time, where I had, you know, 15 orgasms, I think if that hadn't gone well, I probably would have just not tried anymore. But that gave me the confidence to keep trying, and I went to parties. I had sex with not just men, but with women, group sex, public sex, or risky sex, sex in public places. You know, just all kinds of different experiences, different things that I've done. That's really what helped me to let go of the shame and the guilt, was realizing that it was my sexuality, not anybody else's, not my mother's, not my ex-husband's. It was mine. And I think just meeting other sex positive people, I mean, often these experiences are things that I return to when I'm masturbating. Things that I, if I need help, if I'm sort of, it's slow going, I'll fantasize rather than using a toy or something. So some of my common fantasies, and these are things that I've done. So my one experience was, you know, a woman was licking my pussy while I sucked a guy's cock. That's a popular one. I remember one guy I met, we had dinner and we went to his car. We were making out in the back seat, and then he kind of grabbed me and threw me against the back. He like lifted up my skirt, pulled down my panties, and he started licking my pussy, which was amazing. You know, that made me come. But then he started licking my ass, and that made me come really hard. You know, having him lick my ass, which had never happened before or since actually, but I wish it would again. Well, my current partner's not into that, which is fine, but that was really good. I've also, another common time I remember was at a party just for women, and I had two women sucking my tits, and one was licking my clit, and she had like long curly hair, so her curls were sort of touching my inner thighs, and that feeling of of her hair actually, even more than her tongue on my clit, I fantasized about that. I also really love it when I had men that used to come on my tits, like seeing the cum dripping down. You know, because I have big tits and I really like big tits. So that's really sexy. I like that. I often think about having guys come on my tits. Other things that I fantasize about to help me orgasm, I guess things that I have. So, like, I would really like, I don't know if I would actually like it in real life, but the idea of having, you know, two guys fucking me at the same time, so pussy and ass, and I'm like, I'm sucking a cock as well. or I've got somebody licking my pussy while I'm getting fucked in the ass, or yeah, just I think things that I might want to do. I like the idea of yeah, I mean, you sort of see people who are meeting out in public, like in parks or whatever, and they're having a sexual experience while others are watching, you know, that kind of, I mean, that happened to me, you know, in a party scenario in a hotel, but I think to do it outside, any kind of outdoor nudity is really hot to me, really sexy. I like that. I often masturbate using that as a fantasy. I would love to be like at a place like Mardi Gras where people are flashing their tits and I'm getting in on that and having people, you know, lick my tits and suck them in public. So those kind of things help me to orgasm. When I did the body sex workshop, this was also sort of part of this time in my life where I was just trying all kinds of different sexual things. I didn't perceive that I had a problem with my orgasms at that point. I was having amazing orgasms, but I thought to go and sit in a room full of naked people talking about sex sounded like a great idea, and it was really good. I didn't get help with my orgasms per se, but it definitely made me more accepting of the sex positive activity that I was taking place, that I was, you know, participating in, to have other women, you know, affirm that it was okay for me to want to have sex with other people and that I should take ownership of that, you know, to have Betty tell me it's okay for you to want to own your own sex life, your own orgasms, and you get to say, you alone get to say who can or can't fuck you know, or can't see you naked or whatever, you know, that it's yours. And yeah, so I don't, because I'm now in a committed relationship with awesome sex, really amazing sex life. We have sex 2 to 3 times a week. I don't masturbate nearly as much as I used to because I sort of don't have to. But certainly, like if I feel like it, I will. I'll probably masturbate after this Zoom call just because talking about orgasms makes you horny. I don't really masturbate in front of my partner. That's not something that we do. Not because I don't want to. I think I just sort of don't really need to. He kind of is able to satisfy me sexually. But yeah, I guess it could be fun. Maybe we'll try it. I think what I would tell my younger self about orgasm was that orgasm is amazing. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something that you should absolutely feel comfortable pursuing. Masturbation is normal. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. And any kind of sex life that you want to pursue, as long as it is safe from a healthcare perspective, and as long as you are consenting and it's not hurting you emotionally or physically or mentally, and it's yours, and you don't feel guilt or shame about it, then it's fine and you should do it. And you should do it as much as possible. And if you want to do it with multiple people, with one person, with no people, just yourself, or even if you don't feel particularly sexual, if you identify as being asexual, that is also completely fine. And gay, straight, bi, pansexual, you want to be, you know, you realize that you're transgender. All of that is good. And I actually, because of the lies and the misinformation that I was told as a child, and that really caused a lot of suffering and trauma to me in my first marriage, which was 20 years long. Because of that, I have become a sex educator for middle schools. As part of my role, and I'm a nurse, and that's one of the things I do. And I'm just, that's the message I'm trying to put out there, that it's totally okay to be sexual, and that people should embrace it. They shouldn't feel bad about it. That is fine.